2. Online affiliates and partners. I fired more than 250 low-yield online affiliates or put them in holding patterns to focus instead on the two affiliates who were generating 90% of the income. My management time decreased from 5 to 10 hours per week to 1 hour per month. Online partner income increased more than 50% in that same month. Slow down and remember this. Most things make no difference. Being busy is a form of laziness, lazy thinking, and indiscriminate action. Being overwhelmed is often as unproductive as doing nothing and is far more unpleasant. Being selective, doing less, is the path of the productive. Focus on the important few and ignore the rest. Of course, before you can separate the wheat from the chaff and eliminate activities in a new environment, whether a new job or an entrepreneurial venture, you will need to try a lot to identify what pulls the most weight. Throw it all up on the wall and see what sticks. That's part of the process, but it should not take more than a month or two. It's easy to get caught in a flood of minutiae, and the key to not feeling rushed is remembering that lack of time is actually lack of priorities. Take time to stop and smell the roses, or in this case, to count the pea pods. The 9-to-5 illusion and Parkinson's law. I saw a bank that said 24-hour banking, but I don't have that much time. Stephen Wright, comedian. If you're an employee, spending time on nonsense is, to some extent, not your fault. There is often no incentive to use time well unless you are paid on commission. The world has agreed to shuffle papers between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., and since you're trapped in the office for that period of servitude, you are compelled to create activities to fill that time. Time is wasted because there is so much time available. It's understandable. Now that you have the new goal of negotiating a remote work arrangement instead of just collecting a paycheck, it's time to revisit the status quo and become effective. The best employees have the most leverage. For the entrepreneur, the wasteful use of time is a matter of bad habit and imitation. I am no exception. Most entrepreneurs were once employees and come from the 9-to-5 culture. Thus, they adopt the same schedule, whether or not they function at 9 a.m. or need 8 hours to generate their target income. This schedule is a collective social agreement and a dinosaur legacy of the results-by-volume approach. How is it possible that all the people in the world need exactly 8 hours to accomplish their work? It isn't. 9-to-5 is arbitrary. You don't need 8 hours per day to become a legitimate millionaire, let alone have the means to live like one. 8 hours per week is often excessive, but I don't expect all of you to believe me just yet. I know you probably feel as I did for a long time. There just aren't enough hours in the day. But let's consider a few things we can probably agree on.